Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper, talking Hiawatha boys hoops, and like the girls, finishing the regular season in record style with 20 wins and just 3 losses, but also a Big East League championship, 9-1 in the Big East League, winning that last Thursday night at home against Silver Lake, 53-51, and so many good things to talk about, Coach. You've won 8 games in a row and, league title. So I guess I'll just start by saying congratulations. I know you haven't had much time to catch your breath with games Thursday, Friday, Tuesday, and now getting ready for postseason. But congrats, man. What a ride. What a season. And it has to feel good because you're still not done yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Really proud of the guys. What a game that was in the championship game against Silver Lake. Just very competitive all the way through, and both teams just fighting for it, and it came down to the final possession there. So wouldn't expect anything less from our conference and our league championship game. So just glad that the ball bounced our way right there at the end.
Well, big players make big shots in big games. I mean, Braylon Stephen Morgan obviously hit the game winner, but you had a lot of guys obviously step up as you have all year in different times and make, winning type plays. It doesn't get to a 20-3 season if you don't have, a lot of gamers and guys that are willing to sacrifice and do what's best for the team. But, that has to be one of the things that maybe you're most proud of this season, is just the way this group has kind of come together, their chemistry, the way they've played together for each other and been unselfish kind of along the way.
You're right. It was a big shot by Braylon the other night in the championship game, and he proved that he's a gamer. And we have some other guys that have done that throughout the season, too. And we think we have several of them that we can count on when we get into crunch time or in a tight spot. And I think it helps the guys, too, to know that they don't have to always count on the same guy, or they don't have to feel the pressure themselves to do this or, oh, I can't do that. They really can share the burden and share the share the good times and the bad, and so that's been something that's helped these guys, I think.
A lot of momentum and confidence as you head into the postseason. I mentioned 8 consecutive wins, but I think I'm super impressed, Coach, and I want to get your thoughts. I feel like it would have been easy to, kind of let down after winning that game. You had to play the very next night, senior night against Riverside, and, find a way to win that ball game, and then going on the road against Jeff West last night in a game that didn't really mean a whole lot as far as, league standing or a sub-state record or anything else. So talk about the 2 games since, I guess, and how your team has not allowed themselves to relax too much and found ways here just to keep winning down the stretch.
Yeah, trap games almost, if you will, to use a cliche. But, to stay sharp enough to finish those games, both games, again, very close games. Riverside played well. Jeff West played well. Tight games down into the final minutes. And like you said, we could have, those games could have gone the other way. Our guys could have let their guard down or been flat coming off the league championship. So I'm glad they weren't. I think the key for them was just to kind of, during that time and through those tough spots, just kind of rely on the habits that they've had all year long, not in those final games, but kind of what's been their foundation for the whole season here. So I think that kind of got us through.
Where's the mentality of the team right now? You only have one night tonight to kind of get ready for the postseason, and you have to face Holton for a third time this season and to beat them twice fairly handedly. But, man, I mean, the season's literally on the line now. It's one game for everybody, no matter what's happened, previously this year. So what's kind of the mind frame that you're trying to get your team in, and how hungry do you feel like they are still at this point to, make some more history and really go accomplish bigger things here in the next week or two?
I mean, I think we're pretty aware. We have kind of a veteran group. We have some experienced guys. They're very aware that we're starting a new season today, tomorrow night, however you want to look at it, as we enter postseason. And no time for a hiccup or a step backwards or a night where you're not at your best. You'll be done. So our guys know that, and I don't think it makes them nervous. I hope they're ready for the challenge. We're expecting a close game. We played somebody 3 times in the same season, and the challenges that presents. And we know it's going to be tough. We're glad that we're at home, though. I think that'll help us.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on a league title. Phenomenal 20-3 regular season. It's been a lot of fun, and I know you've brought a lot of excitement and joy, not just to the school and the program and the boys, but the entire community and packing the roundhouse. I know you can't run into anybody around Hiawatha without them talking about the basketball programs this year. So congratulations, and I hope you can make a long run. Thanks again for taking time to join us each week here on the radio.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate those kind words. Thank you very much.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Red Hawk boys, and the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats throughout the year brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, by Hiawatha Implement, and by Carl's Body Shop.